Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is his message, what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. This Sunday, the church celebrates the solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God. First reading will be taken from the book of Numbers, chapter 6, verses 22 to 27. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 67. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. Our gospel reading will be taken from Luke's gospel, chapter 2, verses 16 to 21. The theme of our reflection is impact of the Virgin Mary's obedient yes. Today's solemnity of Mary, the Holy Mother of God, does not obscure the import of Christmas. Rather, it fosters our understanding and appreciation of the virgin birth of the Son of God, who paid for our adoption and graced us as sons and daughters of God. St. Thomas Aquinas reminds us that at the start of creation, man was subject to God. The lower part of his soul was subjected to reason, and his body was subjected to the soul. Thus, my brother, my sister, we were divinely endowed from the beginning. However, the fallen man in Eden lost connection with God. He could not perceive and love God at the supernatural level, and his body ceased to be wholly subjected to the immortal soul, and his bodily inclinations rebelled against reason, paving the way for bodily imperfections and death. My brother, my sister, that was the impact of man's fall. Thus, we hurt ourselves any time we fall again. For we lost a beatific fellowship with God in the Garden of Eden, which necessitated a grace-filled healing and elevating process initiated by God himself through the virgin birth and mission of his only begotten Son. Yes, a price had to be paid for our redemption. The shepherds were among the first hearers of the virgin birth of Jesus and evangelizers of God's redemptive plan. After hearing the angelic good news of the birth of the Savior in the town of David, they hurried to Bethlehem and found the Virgin Mary, who said yes to God's redemptive plan and allowed God's eternal Son to take flesh in her virgin womb. They also found Joseph of the house of David, who, in the face of humiliation, graciously accepted to be the earthly father of our Redeemer, in whom we were reborn in love. Thus, having heard the testimony of the shepherds, Mary and Joseph were inspired and did not hesitate to circumcise their child on the eighth day and named him Jesus, God saves, as the angel had declared. And so, my brother, my sister, Mary and Joseph were willing to go wherever the Redeemer goes, to do whatever he demands of them. Are we willing still to follow our Redeemer today? However, we must not forget that our baptismal yes is a promise of a lifetime commitment to the Savior, who in love and solidarity healed and elevated our weakened nature. The psalmist says, He let His face shine on us and graced us with His mercy and love. And so, my brother, my sister, our task is to yearn for healing and supernatural elevation of our hearts and minds. And that takes time. But we must not relent, because the Lord is with us till the end of time. He has not given up on you. Then we must not give up on God. And so our task is to cooperate with the Lord, who renews His graces in us as we actualize His bidding in this world. Yes, sometimes He allows us to be humbled in that process, in the process of doing His work. He allows us to be humiliated and humbled. But again, we must not forget that the Lord will never abandon us, and the Lord will come to our aid. He will come to grant us mercy again. He will come to grant us the renewal of our divine mandate to work for Him in this world and to be with Him in heaven. May the Lord help us today and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady's Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.